Bhakta, a to je da razmišljaju vrlo duboko kako prezentirati svjesnost Krišne ljudima.
I felt yesterday this program was the outcome of a, let me say, years of thinking how to present Krishna consciousness in an attractive way, in a language that's important, a language with pictures and music, which people who look seriously for spiritual life can understand.
I osjetio sam da je jučerašnji program bio rezultat dugo godina razmišljanja o tome kako prezentirati svjesnost Krišne ljudima sa slikama i s jezikom koji iskreni tragaoci za duhovnošću mogu razumjeti.
I'm very happy to present this evening to you the Vedic way, which is my own attempt to present Krishna consciousness in a language and with a method which modern people can understand and follow.
Vrlo mi je drago da vam večeras predstavim vedski put koji je u biti moj pokušaj da predstavim vedsko znanje na jezik i način na koji ljudi mogu razumjeti.
But let us first sing.
Ali prvo pjevajmo.
Veya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Veya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Upidana Vallava Giri Varadari Pidana Vallava Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Thank you, Gaurari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare.
Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, 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 Rama.
Nitaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Prabhupada, 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 in the apartment. Can I take yours, please? be all right, yes, same. Some of you might ask the question why we were shouting so loud, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. There is a very auspicious reason. Bridge Basi has taken birth in yes. Bhaktin Ivana Nayev has just given birth to a little girl called Devi Ramani Indrani.
the name, huh?
Da, Bhakti, naša Bhakti Ivana Nayev je upravo rodila djevojčicu koja se zove Devi Ramani Indrani.
Yeah.
Još jedan veliki Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Amazing, huh? Devi Indrani Ramani. What?
Devi Ramani.
Ah, Devi Ramani. Whoa, this is not so. Really? This is a substantial name. Yes. My dear devotees, this human form of life is all about making progress.
Moj dragi bhakte, ovaj ljudski oblik života je cijeli u tome da napredujem.
In the scriptures, it has been said that after Krishna has created or had created the many different life forms, he was not satisfied.
U spisima je rečeno da nakon što je Krišna stvorio mnoge različite oblike života, i dalje nije bio zadovoljan.
Why was Krishna not satisfied when he looked at his creation?
Zašto Krišna nije bio zadovoljan kad je pogledao na svoju kreaciju?
There were plants,
there
were birds,
ptice,
there were animals,
životinje.
But there was not one life form which was suited for self-realization.
Ali nije bio ni jedan oblik života koji je bio povoljan za samospoznanje.
All these non-human form of life, they're just forced to follow the impulses born from their mind and senses.
U svim tim oblicima života koji nisu ljudski oblik života, prisiljeni smo slijediti impulse uma i čula.
So he created the human form of life.
I stoga je stvorio ljudski oblik života.
And with this human form of life, he created, or inside the human form of life, he created a certain mechanism. I call it the mechanism of the 20 seconds. Which distinguishes the human from the animal.
I unutar ljudskog oblika života stavio je mehanizam koji Maharaj naziva mehanizam od 20 sekundi koji dijeli ljudski oblik života od životinjskog.
Let me explain.
Dopustite da objasnim.
When an impulse comes into the senses of an animal, he acts immediately upon it.
Kada impuls dođe do osjetila životinje, ona odmah djeluje po tom impulsu.
When a monkey sees an orange, he immediately grabs it.
Kada majmun vidi naranču, odmah izgrabi.
When a male donkey sees a beautiful female female donkey, you know, Magaratse, then he immediately jumps upon her.
Kada muški magarac vidi prekrasnu žensku magaricu, odmah skoči na nju.
He immediately is following the impulses, the dictate of the senses.
Odmah slijedi te impulse koje diktiraju čula.
However, the human being can say stop, and he has a time of about 20 seconds to decide what he's going to do.
Ali ljudsko biće može reći stop. Ima oko 20 sekundi da odluči što će napraviti.
There is a beautiful let me say, there is a wonderful TV emission.
Za primjer neka prekrasna TV emisija.
The ultimate fight.
Ultimate fight.
And the human being can say, wait a minute, this is naked aggression. I don't think it's good for me to see it, especially not before bedtime, because then I will have bad dreams.
Ali ljudsko biće može reći, a ovo je samo gola agresija, možda i nije baš dobro da to gledam specijalno prije spavanja.
The human being may see something very attractive, like a new wristwatch or new car in the shopping center.
Ljudsko biće može vidjeti nešto prekrasno poput novog ručnog sata ili automobila.
And although the advertisement companies have done anything to break this 20 second thinking power of the human being, he can say, no, I'm not going to buy it. I don't want to be a slave for the next 20 years to pay back the money of the loan.
Ali iako reklamne agencije čine sve da slome tih 20 sekundi koje ljudsko biće ima, ono ga ipak ima i može reći ne, ne želim biti rob sljedećih 20 godina kako bi otplatio to što ću uzeti.
He has 20 seconds to
20 sekundi
decide what he's going to do with his life.
Da odluči što će napraviti sa svojim životom.
He has 20 seconds of freedom.
Ima 20 sekundi slobode.
Or let me give you another example which I feel is very relevant to those who practice a spiritual path.
Ili dopustite da dam još jedan primjer koji smatram vrlo bitnom za one koji prakticiraju duhovni proces.
Let us say there is a reason to be disappointed with someone.
Recimo da postoji neki razlog da budemo razočarani sa.
Or there is some provocation to be envious of someone.
Ili postoji neka provokacija da budemo zavidni na nekome.
The human being has the facility to say, no, I do not want to be on this low energy level of consciousness.
Ali ljudsko biće može reći, ne, ne želim biti na ovom niskom nivou energije.
I want to be a happy transcendental devotee.
Želim biti sretan transcendentalni bhakta.
In this 20 seconds lies all the freedom of the human being.
I u tih 20 sekundi leži sva sloboda ljudskog bića.
It's a possibility where you can decide what is the better course of life.
To je mogućnost u kojoj možemo odlučiti koji je bolji put života.
Someone who uses this 20 seconds is a human being. Someone who is outwardly a human being, but who does not use this 20 seconds is, it is sad to say, not really using the unique advantages of his humanness.
Onaj ko koristi ti 20 sekundi je ljudsko biće, ali onaj ko na izgled izvana izgleda kao ljudsko biće, ali ne koristi tih 20 sekundi slobode, moramo nažalost reći, ne iskorištava mogućnosti ljudskog života.
The materialistic societies have always tried to take away these very precious 20 seconds out of the human being's life.
Materijalno je društvo uvijek stremilo tome da oduzme tih 20 sekundi jako bitnih za ljudska bića.
Buy this, think this.
Kupi ovo, misli ovo.
And the materialistic people do this.
I materialisti to rade.
My dear devotees of Krishna.
Moji dragi bhakte Krishna.
My dear skeptics.
Moji dragi skeptici.
Never give these 20 seconds away.
Nikada se nemojte obraćati 20 sekundi.
They are the most important treasure you have.
On to tih 20 sekundi je naše najveće blago.
This freedom to decide what you are going to do with your life.
Ta sloboda da odlučimo što ćemo napraviti sa svojim životom.
And this freedom starts with what you going to think.
I ta sloboda počinje sa onim što ćemo misliti.
You are only as limited as you are, think you are limited.
Mi smo samo ograničeni onoliko koliko mislimo da smo ograničeni.
We find this now in our own Radha Kriva, you can tell them we hear every word of their valuable conversation. Yes. most of us human beings are are not careful enough. Also devotees are not careful enough. They what to do with these 20 seconds.
Mnogo ljudi, mnogo bahta nisu dovoljno pažljivi. Kako iskoristiti tih 20 sekundi?
And especially we are not careful enough how we think.
Specijalno nismo dovoljno pažljivi kako mislimo.
If we think in limited areas, we will only be limited.
Ako mislimo na ograničena područja, samo ćemo biti ograničeni.
But if we can think that we are going in this life to go back to the eternal kingdom of God, we are entering an unlimited sphere.
Ali ako mislimo o ovom životu da ćemo se vratiti nazad u neograničeno Božje carstvo, onda ulazimo u neograničeno područje razmišljanja.
Srila Prabhupada used in the 8th chapter of the Gita the butterfly as an example of the power of thought.
Srila Prabhupada je u 8. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita iskoristio leptira kao primjer za moć misli.
He said the ugly caterpillar thinks of becoming a beautiful butterfly, and by thinking like this he transforms into this beautiful butterfly.
Rekao je da ružna gusenica misli na to kako će postati prekrasan leptir i sto misli upravo i postaje ovaj prekrasan leptir.
So if you can think about going back into the eternal world where you dance with God, Krishna Jivani, then it is possible in this lifetime to go there.
I ako možemo misliti u ovome životu da ćemo se vratiti u Krišnino carstvo i plesati s njime Krišna Jivani, onda je to i moguće.
You must only train your thoughts to think in this way.
Moramo jedino istrenirati svoje misli da mislimo na takav način.
I want to now present to you a way which I'm sorry, Krishna Jivani, I addressed you, but I mean obviously everyone, you, not just you. What me by we have in the last 6 years thought very deeply of how we can develop a school of life where you can train your thinking to go in your and use your full potentiality.
Posljednjih 6 godina smo razmišljali o tome kako napraviti školu u kojoj možemo biti istrenirani da iskoristimo svoj puni potencijal.
It's a chance how to use these 20 seconds and get eternity.
To je šansa da naučimo kako iskoristiti tih 20 sekundi da dobijemo vječnost.
We have identified 5 areas in which we can make progress in our life.
Identificirali smo 5 područja u kojima možemo napraviti napredak u životu.
The first module is called sattva.
Prvi se zove sattva.
Here we try to find out what type of personality we have.
Ovdje pokušavamo saznati kakvu vrstu osobnosti imamo.
It's called the Vedic Personality Index.
To se zove Vedski indeks osobnosti.
You know exactly when you make this when you learn this system, how your conditioned existence works. What are your limitations? What are your strengths? Where you have to be careful, and how to use your talents to develop into a very, very strong personality.
I otkrivajući taj indeks možemo vidjeti koje su naše slabosti, koje su naše jače strane, i na taj način možemo se razviti u prekrasnu osobu.
Hare Krishna. What is happening here? You have this from yesterday, huh? Yeah. Maybe, Radha Kripa, you want to sit here and turn the page when it is time to turn the page? Yesterday, do we have a cushion for Radhika? Yes. Please, you are. Be careful, don't hurt Tulasi and other people. Yesterday we, in order to make it a little bit easy to understand for an audience which is new, we just reduced the mode of sattva to correcting mistakes, but it's much more.
Jučer smo, da bi to malo jasnije prezentirali za publiku koja je možda novija u tome, riječ sattvu smo reducirali na ispraviti greške, ali tu postoji puno toga više.
See, in this world there are three basic powers.
U ovome svijetu postoje tri osnovne sile.
And they work on our consciousness when we come in contact with them.
I one djeluju na našu svjesnost kada dođemo u dodir s njima.
Let me give you the very easy understanding of alcohol.
Daćemo vrlo jednostavan primjer alkohola.
When we drink it, we become under the control of the power of ignorance.
Kada ga pijemo, dolazimo pod kontrolu moći neznanja.
We feel sleepy.
Osjećamo se pospano.
We become sick.
Postanemo bolesni.
Or violent.
Ili nasilni.
And we go like.
I šetamo.
It's very difficult to walk in a straight line.
Vrlo je teško hodati u ravnoj liniji.
I don't know if any of you have experience of the mode of ignorance which becomes activated when you drink alcohol. Most probably you have, because you're spligeny.
Da li vi imate to iskustvo pune neznanja koja se aktivira pod utjecajem alkohola? Vjerovatno da, s obzirom da ste spličani.
Or let us say different types of music.
Ili različite vrste glazbe.
When we hear very heavy metal, so
kada čujemo neki vrlo, vrlo teški metal.
Teški metal. We feel like a destructive energy entering us.
Osjećamo da nas uznemiravajuća energija obuhvaća.
We want to, yes, take our fist and just beat it in the shopping window.
Osjećamo potrebu da svom šakom razbijemo prozor.
Yes, when we hear music which has a more passionate influence, like the Led Zeppelin music, we feel activated, and we feel like dancing, and we feel like unlimited energy for foolish things.
Osjećam se aktiviranim, želja za plesom je tu i želja za neograničena želja za budalastim aktivnostima.
But
je tu.
When we hear very sattvic music, maybe like classical music, we feel pacified.
Kada čujemo neku vrlo satvičnu glazbu u Guni Vrline, kao što je na primjer klasična glazba, osjećamo se vrlo smireno.
Everywhere in this world there are these three energies working.
Svugdje u svijetu postoje te tri energije koje djeluju.
In music, in food,
u glazbi, u hrani,
in mantras,
u mantrama.
Yes, there are, and in association,
u druženju.
And if we learn to use especially the mode of goodness in our life, the power of goodness, we will be elevated by this power to the mode of goodness where we feel a calmness in the mind.
I ako naučimo u životu družiti se sa gunom vrline, onda ćemo s tom energijom doći u gunu vrline gdje ćemo osjećati da nam je vrlo smiren.
Where we feel creativity,
gdje osjećamo kreativnost,
health,
zdravlje,
happiness,
sreću,
etc.
I tako dalje.
Now this is all very important for spiritual life.
I sve su te stvari vrlo važne za duhovni život.
Although this is material, it does help our spiritual development.
Iako je to materijalno, ipak pomaže našem duhovnom razvoju.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the example of taking in the morning a refreshing morning bath which pacifies our mind.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur daje primjer uzimanja smirujućeg kupanja, smirujuće kupke ujutro koja smiruje naš um.
The morning bath is something material, but it does help us to worship God.
Jutarnje kupanje je nešto materijalno, ali nam pomaže da obožavamo Boga.
You can make tomorrow an experience. Don't take a bath in the morning.
Možete sutra napraviti iskustvo, nemojte se otuširati ujutro.
And try to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. You will see it will not be so easy.
I pokušajte mantrati Hare Krishna mantru i vidjet ćete da neće biti tako lako.
You will be more tired.
Bićete umorni.
And you will feel like going to sleep.
I osjećat ćete se kao da želite ići spavati.
Mode of ignorance.
Guna neznanje.
So in this first module, the sattva, we will train people what to do so that they can experience the mode of goodness in their life.
I tako u tom prvom dijelu ljudi će biti trenirani što da rade da mogu iskusiti gunu vrlinu.
It's a wonderful way for a person to live a balanced life.
To je prekrasan način da osoba ima izbalansiran život.
Let us move to the second level.
Otiđimo sada na drugi nivo.
It's called developing dharma.
I zove se razvijanje dharme.
Here we find out how and what is our unique let me say mission in this life.
I tu možemo otkriti koja je naša jedinstvena misija, možemo reći u životu.
For what purpose have we taken our birth?
S kojom svrhom smo se rodili?
The moment a human being takes birth, like our, let me say, Indrani, Ramani, Devi, you know, there is a mission printed on our forehead.
U trenutku kada se rodimo kao naša Indrani, Ramani, Devi, misija je istisnuta na naše čelo.
What should be the goal of this little girl?
Što treba biti cilj ove male djevojčice?
Should she become a dancer?
Treba li postati plesačica?
Or a professor?
Ili profesor?
Or a great spiritual teacher?
Ili veliki duhovni učitelj?
To discover this unique mission in life is wonderful.
Prekrasno je otkriti tu jedinstvenu misiju života.
The moment you discover the plan of Dharma in your life, you will be very, very, very successful in whatever you do.
Čim otkrijemo taj jedinstveni plan Dharme u našem životu, bit ćemo vrlo, vrlo uspješni u tome što radimo.
But if you go against your Dharma, you can try many, many things, but you will be unsuccessful and unhappy.
Ali ako idemo protiv svoje Dharme, možemo probati toliko puno stvari i dalje ćemo biti nesretni i neuspješni.
Dharma are the laws of nature.
Dharma su zakoni prirode.
There was once a very, very big battleship where 300 airplanes could land.
Jednom je bio jedan vrlo, vrlo veliki ratni brod na koji je moglo sletiti 300 aviona.
It was called a hornblower.
Zvao se puhač trube.
And this battleship was driving home to the harbor in Boston.
I taj ratni brod se vozio u luku u Boston.
Before it was night before they saw a little fishing boat.
I bila je noć i vidjeli su prije ispred sebe jedan mali ribarski brod.
So the officer moored, here is the hornblower, just move a little bit to the left please so that we can pass peacefully.
I kapetan je naredio da se pošalje poruka da oni da je tu ratni brod, da se makne malo sa strane da mogu mirno proći.
The message came, you battleship, you have to move 8 kilometers to the right.
I poruka im je došla, ratni brod, trebate se pomaknuti 8 kilometara u stranu.
The officer said,
časnici su rekli,
I mean, by international right, when we come, a battleship of the American army, anyone has to move.
Međunarodnim pravima, kada dođe ratni brod američke vojske, svi se trebaju maknuti.
What to speak of a little fishing boat?
Šta uopće govoriti o malom ribarskom brodu?
And he went back. Just move to the left, or we will drive over you.
I napisali su nazad poruku, pomahnite se u lijevo ili ćemo vas pregaziti.
And back came the morsing, beep, 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 beep. This is my last word. Move 8 kilometers to the right, you fool.
Poruka je došla nazad. Ovo je moja posljednja poruka. Maknite se 8 kilometara u lijevo, budale.
Here speaks your lightning house.
Govori vaš svetionik.
Hare Krishna, this is something like Dharma.
Ovo je nešto poput Dharme.
You have to follow Dharma.
Morate slijediti Dharmu.
You can't go against Dharma.
Ne možete ići protiv Dharme.
If you try to go against your Dharma, you will be ruined.
Ako pokušate ići protiv svoje Dharme, doživit ćete propast.
Yes. So, how do we find out what is our Dharma?
Stoga, kako ćemo otkriti što je naša Dharma?
Well, we have to find out where we are positioned according to our karma.
Moramo doznati gdje smo smješteni u skladu sa našom karmom.
Where have the laws of nature brought us?
Gdje su nas zakoni prirode doveli?
And if there is and we can also learn in this dharma some tools how to transform our karma.
I također kroz dharmu možemo doznati o nekim alatima kako transformirati svoju karmu.
How for instance to improve our karmic situation by following the exact guidelines which the Vedic scriptures give us.
Na primjer, kako slijediti, kako poboljšati našu karmičku situaciju slijedeći instrukcije koje nam daje vedski spis.
We can learn how to improve our life according to the natural laws.
možemo otkriti kako unaprijediti svoj život u skladu sa zakonima prirode.
I'm thinking of someone who might be a little depressed.
Mislim na nekoga koji je možda malo deprimiran.
Who just can't get anything done in his life.
Koji jednostavno ne može ništa obaviti u svome životu.
What help do the Vedic scriptures offer him?
Koju mu pomoć nude vedski spisi?
Let me give you the example of which happened in the Veda Academy.
Daću vam primjer koji se desio na Veda Akademiji.
Here, Gadatha's wife was finally pregnant after many. It was not possible for her to get a baby.
Napokon je žena od Gadadara zatrudnjela, iako je bilo praktično nemoguće nakon mnogo vremena ona zatrudnjela.
Then she went to the doctor to find out when she would deliver her baby, and the doctors told him, "You will never get your baby. It will leave you."
I otišla kod doktora da dozna kada će se beba roditi. Ali doktori su rekli da nikada neće dobiti tu bebu jer će napustiti.
She was shocked and told her husband.
Bila je šokirana, rekla je to svome mužu.
And the husband knew. Oh my God.
I muž je znao.
This is because it is said in the Vastu Shastras that when the entrance of your house is in the southwest, your baby will be taken by Yamaraj.
Se sjetio da Vastu Šastri piše ako je ulaz smješten na jugozapadu, da će dijete odnijeti Yamaraj.
Death. Yeah. So in one night they put a wall in the main entrance and closed it.
I u jednu večer su stavili zid, zatvorili su svoj glavni ulaz.
When in the morning the postal lady came to deliver the mail, she opened the door and boom, saw a wall.
Ujutro kada je poštar došao da donese poštu, otvorio je vrata i upalio zid.
She thought, "Oh my God, maybe I have drunken too much pivo last night."
Možda sam previše pive popio.
And she went to the well before the house and just put cold water. Cold water on her German Frisura. Then she again opened the door. And again there was a wall. She had gone 1,000 times in and out that main door. Now there was a wall. So they built another entrance into the house. It was an old castle. And I don't want to tell the story so long, but death didn't come and take the child.
Ne želim previše pričati tu priču, ali smrt nije došla da uzme njihovo dijete.
Because of this corrective measure, Kalakanta, the wife of Gadadha, had a wonderful daughter called Radhika.
I zbog te preventivne mjere, Kalakanta, žena Gadadara, je rodila prekrasnu čerku koja se zove Radhika.
So in this module, Dharma, you learn how to live in harmony with the laws of your own karma and the nature which surrounds you.
I na tom nivou dharme učimo kako živjeti u harmoniji sa prirodnim zakonima prirode i sa našom karmom.
There's also a lot of Vedic psychology in there.
Tu je također i mnogo vedske psihologije.
And I must stress to all of you, these two things are there to learn how you can best serve God, huh? How to make the best circumstances for your service of God.
Moram napomenuti da su te dvije stvari tu da nam pomognu da najbolje služimo Gospodina, da napravimo takvu situaciju koja je najpovoljnija za to.
The third step is called Atma.
Treći korak se zove Atma.
Here you actually learn not theoretically but practically about your spiritual identity.
I u tom stadiju učimo ne samo teoretski, već I praktično našem duhovnom identitetu.
What it means is you learn to overcome all your fears.
Što to znači je da učimo kako nadvladati sve svoje strahove.
The Bhagavatam tells us that all fears rest or are coming about with due to identification with the material body.
Šrimad Bhagavatam nam govori da svi strahovi izlaze iz naše poistovjećenosti sa ovim materijalnim tijelom.
And forgetfulness of our spiritual identity.
Naše duhovno identitet.
We will learn we will learn actually how to recognize ourselves as an eternal soul.
Učimo kako prepoznati sebe kao vječnu dušu.
We will also confront ourselves with our own death.
Također se suočavamo sa svojom vlastitom smrću.
Only someone who is not afraid of his death will be not afraid of his life.
Samo osoba koja se ne boji svoje smrti neće se bojati I života.
Also, we will learn to understand that we are not the doer.
Također ćemo učiti da shvatimo da nismo oni koji djeluju.
And I feel the most important thing which we will learn is actually to live in the now.
I osjećam da je najvažnija stvar koju ćemo naučiti također je kako živjeti u sadašnjosti.
Yes, most people are so much living in the past or in the future.
Toliko ljudi jako puno živi u prošlosti ili u budućnosti.
They don't realize that the now, the moment is all they ever have.
Ne shvaćaju da je taj trenutak sada sve što imaju.
You have to learn to now be happy.
Moramo naučiti da sada budemo sretni.
Not make plans to be happy in the future.
Ne raditi planove da budemo sretni u budućnosti.
To live in the now means to live a spiritual life.
Živjeti u sadašnjosti znači živjeti duhovnim životom.
It means to connect yourself with your consciousness.
To znači da se spojimo sa svojom svjesnošću.
The mind never lives in the now.
Um nikada ne živi u sadašnjosti.
The mind either lives in the past.
On ili živi u prošlosti.
Or in the plans for the future.
Ili u planovima za budućnost.
Mm-hmm. Now is almost a mystical moment.
Sada je gotovo mističan trenutak.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a gate.
To su vrata.
Gate to eternity.
Vrata u vječnost.
So then we go to a next, to another level.
Onda idemo na sljedeći nivo.
The Paramatma level.
Nivo Paramatma.
In the Paramatma level, we connect ourselves with the Super Soul.
Na nivou Paramatme povezujemo se sa naddušom.
The source of higher guidance.
Izvorom višeg vodstva.
The source of creativity and inspiration.
Izvorom kreativnosti I inspiracije.
When we are together with the Super Soul, we are guided towards God.
Kada smo u vezi sa naddušom, bivamo vođeni prema Bogu.
We will learn a meditation which we can do every day to find that God within the heart.
Naučit ćemo meditaciju koju možemo raditi svaki dan da uspostavimo kontakt, vidimo tog Boga iznutra.
Yes, and we will actually, how do you say, learn what the great, great, great spiritual traditions teach.
I naučit ćemo ono što velike, velike duhovne tradicije uče.
They teach that there is a spiritual reality, a divine plan.
One uče da postoji duhovna realnost, božanski plan.
And we only need to connect to it to live a divine life.
I sve što trebamo je povezati se s tim da vodimo božanski život.
Surrender to the guidance of the Super Soul.
Predati se vodstvu na duše.
Yes. Do you know Mozart?
Da li znate za Mozarta?
Mozart was once describing how he would make his music.
Mozart je jednom opisivao kako je radio, kako radi svoju glazbu.
He said that doing a walk in the park, when he was not at all concentrated on making music, he all of a sudden heard the new musical composition.
Rekao je da za vrijeme šetnje, kad ne bi uopće bio skoncentriran na rađenje nove glazbe, jednom bi čuo glazbu nove kompozicije.
He didn't compose it step by step, maybe like a painter who paints a picture, starting first with the forest and then going to the human beings.
Nije stvarao glazbu korak po korak, kao što bi slikar, na primjer, crtao prvo pozadinu, onda išao prema prednjem planu.
No, the whole music came as a whole to him.
Njemu bi cijela glazba došla kao cjelina.
As a ready composition.
Kao već gotova kompozicija.
Mozart was one of the artists who was in contact with the super soul.
Mozart je bio jedan od umjetnika koji je bio u dodiru sa natužom.
In the Paramatma module we can learn to also come and make connection with the super soul.
I u stupnju Paramatme možemo također i mi naučiti kako da dođemo u kontakt sa natužom.
And to have this this direct guidance.
I da imamo to izravno
vodstvo. In our car, in at least in Germany, we have one car computer who tells us how to find our destination, even the street.
U našem autu bar je takva situacija, kad smo u Njemačkoj, imamo jedan kompjuter koji nam govori kako da nađemo svoju destinaciju,
kako do ulice. It says, now you go left.
Kaže, sada skrenite lijevo.
Then you go right.
Sada desno.
Then you go in the street.
Sada skrenite u ovu ulicu.
And finally comes the announcement, you have reached your destination.
I napokon dođe obavijest, došli ste do svog odredišta.
See, we all have such a board computer in our heart.
I vidite, svi imamo takav kompjuter u našem srcu.
Krishna is there.
Krishna je tu.
Ready to guide us.
Spreman da nas vodi.
In the Paramatma module we learn how to tune ourselves into this frequency.
I na stupnju Paramatme učimo kako da se okrenemo na tu frekvenciju.
It's very, very nice.
I to je vrlo, vrlo lijepo.
Wouldn't you like to be guided by God?
Zar ne biste željeli da vas vodi Bog?
Levo, desno. Lada Kripa. That would be good. Yes. So the last step is bhakti.
Posljednji korak bhakti.
Where you can actually develop your loving relationship with Krishna.
Gdje možemo razviti svoje odnos pun ljubavi sa Krishnom.
It is also very much connected with the word rasa, or a divine taste of your relationship.
I to je vrlo usko povezano sa
with Krishna, huh?
Rasa, odnosno taj božanski odnos sa Krishnom.
Imagine each one of us has his own ecstatic relationship with Krishna.
Zamislite, svako od nas ima svoj vlastiti ekstatičan odnos sa Krishnom.
And the scriptures teach us how we can realize that.
I spisi nas uče kako to možemo realizirati.
Yeah. And all this is offered in the form of a school.
I sve je to ponuđeno u obliku škole.
There will be first a book where the general teachings are given.
Prvo će biti napravljena knjiga u kojoj će se općenito učenja dati.
And then people can learn these different items for their life in a school.
I onda ljudi mogu naučiti te različite korake za svoj vlastiti život u toj školi.
Can be taught on computer.
mogu učiti na kompjuter.
Or you can visit events, basically bhakti events.
Ili posjetiti događaje koji će biti.
You can go to Italy to study.
Možete otići u Italiju i proučavati to.
Or to Berlin.
Ili u Berlin.
Our desire is to also develop communities which are self-sufficient.
Naša želja također razviti zajednice koje su samodostatne.
Yes, we desire to start in Croatia with an ecological village.
Želja nam je da počnemo u Hrvatskoj sa ekoselom.
And then it's a school, how you can really go back in one lifetime to Krishna.
I onda škola, kako u istinu se možemo vratiti u jednom životu nazad Krishna.
I'm thinking a little bit of Gop Kumar's classical journey back in the spiritual world.
Malo mislim na Gop Kumara, njegovo klasično putovanje.
You know, he was a cowherd man who lived near the Govardhan hill.
On je bio pastir koji je živio kraj brda Govardhan.
When they were cowherding, he and his friends always saw a saint.
I kada su čuvali krave, oni njegovi prijatelji su uvijek vidjeli sveca.
The saint was lost in ecstasy, chanting the holy name.
I koji je bio izgubljen u ekstaziji pjevanja svetog imena.
And so one day Gop Kumar approached him and said, "Sir, I'm so attracted to the state of your consciousness."
I jednom mu je Gop Kumar prišao i rekao je: "Dragi gospodine, tako sam privučen vašim stanjem svjesnosti.
Can you help me to reach this state in which you are, this state of ecstatic love of God?"
Možete li mi pomoći da ja dođem u to stanje u kojem se vi nalazite, ekstatične ljubavi prema Bogu?
And the saint said, "Take your bath in the river and return."
I svetac je rekao: "Okupaj se u rijeci i vrati se."
So after bathing, he returned and received his initiation mantra right in the sacred valley of Govardhan, where also our split temple president has received his mantra.
I on se vratio i dobio je svoju inicijaciju, mantru, na svetom mjestu Govardhan, gdje je naš temple president iz Splita dobio također i svoju inicijaciju.
Yes. From that time onwards he was trained.
I od tog vremena on je dobio poduku.
His school was in the universe.
Njegova je škola bila univerzum.
He learned something on the heavenly planets.
Naučio je nešto na rajskim planetama.
He learned other lessons on the planets of the yogis.
Druge lekcije naučio na planetama yogija.
Finally, when he was very developed, he was sent back to Vrindavan, where he had received his original initiation.
I konačno kada je bio vrlo razvijen, onda se vratio nazad u Vrindavan, na mjesto gdje je dobio svoju inicijaciju.
And there he learned the power of the holy dam.
I tu je naučio moć svetog mjesta.
The power of the mantra.
Moć mantre.
And the power of love of Godhead.
I moć ljubavi prema Bogu.
And then he returned back home, back to Godhead.
I onda se vratio nazad kući.
So, I'm thinking this was Gop Kumar's story.
Ovo je bila priča Gop Kumara.
There will always be some of us who are like Gop Kumar.
I uvijek će biti neki od nas koji su kao Gop Kumar.
That means there will be some of us who have very high spiritual attractions.
Što znači da će uvijek biti neki od nas koji su vrlo visoko privučeni sa duhom.
For them it may be enough to only learn to chant Hare Krishna in earnestness and to develop humility.
Za njih je možda samo dovoljno da nauče mantrati Hare Krishna sa iskrenošću i da nauče poniznost.
These are the typical monk people.
To su tipični monasi.
However, these people will always be in the minority.
Ali ovi će ljudi uvijek biti u manjini.
Most of the people will have to learn a method to become, let me say, stable and peaceful in this world.
Dok će većina morati naučiti metode kako da ostanu mirni, smireni u ovome svijetu.
There has to be some information like that for them.
Mora postati za njih takva informacija.
And I feel Krishna consciousness should be such a life school.
I osjećam da svjesnost Krishna i treba biti takva životna škola.
After all, we represent an ancient spiritual tradition.
Na kraju krajeva mi predstavljamo drevnu duhovnu tradiciju.
Yeah. So this will be the Vedic way.
I to će biti vedski put.
You might ask the question where we are at this present moment with this Vedic way.
Možete pitati pitanje gdje se trenutno nalazimo na tom vedskom putu.
Where we have done a lot of research on this.
Učinili smo mnogo istraživanja na tu temu.
We have developed several meditations.
Razvili smo nekoliko meditacija.
And I just need one thing. I need to sit down at a place for 2 months minimum and put all this knowledge together.
Samo još stati na jednom mjestu 2 mjeseca minimum da svo to znanje skupim.
And then we need to experiment with it.
I onda trebamo eksperimentirati.
And model it.
I izmodelirati ga.
And then teach it.
I onda ga podučavati.
We also visited just recently Italy.
Nedavno smo također posjetili Italiju.
Where we had contact with Matsya Avatar.
Gdje smo imali kontakt sa Matsya Avatar.
Matsya Avatar Prabhu has developed something like a spiritual school.
Matsya Avatar Prabhu je razvio nešto kao duhovna škola.
This has 3 steps.
Koja ima 3 koraka.
First, there are some interesting lectures which he offers in different parts of Italy.
Prvo su interesantne, zanimljive lekcije koje on nudi u dijelovima Italije.
Then people can learn how would you call it, correspondence in a correspondence course.
I onda drugi korak je da ljudi mogu učiti dopisno.
And then they come to purely spiritual events with a lot of chanting and hearing from the scriptures.
I onda dolaze na duhovne događaje na kojima ima puno slušanja i mantranja.
And Matsya Avatar is very interested in offering these courses also in Yugoslavia, in how do we call it now? The Balkans, yes.
I Matsya Avatar je također vrlo zainteresiran da ponudi taj isti program i na područje Balkana.
Yeah. It offers a future for life.
To nudi budućnost za život.
See, when you are really seriously interested to make the journey to the spiritual world.
Kada ste zbilja zainteresirani da napravite to putovanje nazad u duhovni svijet.
You will like to take all the help which you can get.
Želit ćete uzeti svu pomoć koju možete dobiti.
And I believe one very important help is to become peaceful.
I vjerujem da je jedna vrlo važna pomoć je da postanemo mirni.
And eventually to also find yourself to find your station in life from where you can practice.
I također i da pronađemo svoje mjesto u životu s kojim možemo prakticirati.
So please stay tuned in.
Stoga molim vas, ostanite priključeni.
And see what will come out of all this.
Pogledajte što će izaći iz svega toga.
somehow this has become so much my motto.
Na neki način lektíry sú postali toľko môj motto.
I'm always, when I try to explain the Vedic way, it's not so easy for me.
Keď to pokúšam objasniť, to je vedský put, to nie je baš ľako za mňa.
Because more or at this stage, more or less, it is something which I have learned not in one life, but in many lives. It has very, very high principles. Some of them, like for instance, how can you have relationships to others which are encouraging to everyone, to mutually encouraging?
Kao, naprimjer, kako imati odnose sa svima koji daju dobrobit svima.
What actions can you do so that your heart transforms?
Koje djelatnosti možemo raditi tako da se naše srce transformira?
What meditations do you do in your life so that your mind transforms?
Koje meditacije raditi u životu da se naš um transformira?
How can you actually make this human form of life a wonderful opportunity, a dance into eternity?
Kako možemo napraviti ovaj ljudski oblik života u prekrasnu priliku, u ples vječnost?
So how to teach all this systematically? That is happening in the Vedic way.
I kako to podučiti sistematski, to je ono što se dešava u tom vedskom putu.
Shava, yes. Hare Krishna. I've given many such seminars in Radhadesh.
Dao sam mnogo takvih seminara u Radhadeshu.
You know, about spiritual emotions.
O duhovnim emocijama.
About contact with the super soul.
O kontaktu sa nad dušom.
And I'm giving also retreats about the chanting of the holy name.
I također držimo retreatove o mantranju svetog imena.
And the only purpose of all of this is to give my audience a process how they can actually touch the eternal.
I cijela svrha svega toga je da damo publici metodu kako mogu dotaknuti vječnost.
How can they touch God?
Kako mogu dotaknuti Boga?
So yeah, it's all about that.
Radi se upravo o tome.
Krishna. You are looking at me, and I am looking at you.
Vi gledate mene, i ja gledam vas.
Does any one of you have any questions?
Da li možda neko pitanje?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Mene zanima to, šta je možda učinija, pa ne kako to dobija, a da mi to ne radimo još. Da mi to još, kako bi to opravo? Pa što ćemo napraviti?
What did Mozart do to get this result that we are not doing that?
Ako to možemo reći?
If we can say that.
Yeah. It's a very good question. I believe Mozart must have done something in his previous life.
Vjerujem da Mozart zasigurno nešto napravio u svom prethodnom životu.
Because the flow started when he was 8 years old.
Jer taj kontakt počeo kad je on imao 8 godina.
The flow of divine inspiration. What he did, I think, in his previous life, must have been to establish a connection, a line of connection.
Ono što je Vjerem napravio u prošlom životu je da je napravio tu liniju poveznicu.
It's almost like when in your house you want to have a telephone, you will have to put a line of connection to the major telephone line. I'm speaking of the non-handy times.
To je kao da u kući želite dovesti telefonsku liniju, morate dovesti žicu koja je spojena na telefonsku kompaniju.
So how can you make the open a channel to God? This is the question, really.
Zapravo pitanje je kako možemo otvoriti taj kanal prema Bogu.
To have this channel to God, three things are necessary.
Tri stvari su potrebne.
First is you have to purify your consciousness. So that the consciousness can be in contact with the supreme consciousness.
Tako da naša svjesnost može biti u kontaktu sa vrhovnom svjesnošću.
When you have all kinds of contaminations like lust and anger and greed in your consciousness, the line is blocked.
Kada imamo različite vrste kontaminacija, nečistoća u našoj svjesnosti, poput požude, poklata, gnjeva, onda su ta linija blokirana.
It's our monkey mind who jumps around, who blocks the connection.
Koji skače okolo i blokira vezu.
Majmunski yes, Amaturanath, you have said it very correctly. Yes. The majmunski yes. Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita, if you have controlled the mind, then the super soul is reached.
Krishna je to rekao u Bhagavad Gita, ako kontroliramo svoj onda dostižemo nadidušu.
So this mind is really controlled by two things, by renunciation.
I taj um je kontroliran sa dvije stvari, a to su odvojenost.
That means you say to the mind, no.
To znači reći ne.
Don't go in this direction.
Nemoj ići u tom smjeru.
And the mind is also controlled by spiritual practice.
I također duhovna praksa.
Yes. The spiritual praxis means basically three things.
Ta duhovna praksa u osnovi znači tri stvari.
First, it means to hear spiritual information.
Prvo je čuti duhovne informacije.
Then you have to reflect deeply about it.
Onda sagledati duboko tu informaciju.
And then you have to finally bring the information so deep that you meditate about it.
I onda treba dovesti tu informaciju toliko duboko da meditiramo.
By first hearing, the surface of the mind is cleansed.
Zagrebali smo površinu.
By reflecting, the mind is cleansed on a deeper level.
Razmišljajući o tome, prodiremo dublje.
And by meditating, the deepest mind, this is the chittam, the field of consciousness, is cleansed.
I meditirajući na to, ulazimo toliko duboko da čistimo našu svjesnost.
So this purification of the consciousness is the first level.
Tako je taj pročišćenje svjesnosti, to je prvi nivo.
Then the second is you should have association with very spiritual people because we learn so much from spiritual people.
A drugo je da imamo društvo duhovnih ljudi, jer od njih možemo toliko puno naučiti.
And the third thing which you need to do is to ask for God's help and prayer.
I treća stvar koju trebamo napraviti je pitati Božju pomoć u molitvi.
So what did Mozart do which we don't do?
I što je Mozart napravio što mi ne radimo?
I think in a previous life he must have purified his consciousness so that it became a clean channel to receive God's instruction.
Mislim da je u prethodnom životu očistio svoju svjesnost tako da je postala čisti kanal za Paramatmu.
Yes, he must have yes, his mind has become peaceful. He also said like this. He said, when I don't at all think of music, it all comes to me. When I don't think any longer.
I on je to rekao, kada prestanem razmišljati, onda mi sve to dođe.
For spiritual realization, we don't need the mind.
Za duhovne realizacije ne trebamo
The Maimonski
um. Huh? Maimonski
um. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Now, anyone who is not educated in Krishna consciousness could misuse this statement. I was at the Hare Krishna temple. The lecturer said, become mindless. This is not what I said.
I kogod nije educiran u filozofiji svjesnosti Krishna može pogrešno shvatiti reč bio sam na predavanju. Predavač je rekao da trebamo biti bez uma, postati bezumni.
There are two types of minds.
Ali to nije istina, postoje dvije vrste uma.
One is the mind which works in the Sankalpa and Vikalpa model.
Jedan je um koji radi na Sankalpa i Vikalpa nivou.
And the other is the consciousness.
A drugi je svjesnost.
Which perceives reality without any editing.
Koja percipira stvarnost bez ikakvih dodavanja.
This type of mind you need.
Takvu vrstu uma treba.
Not the eternally disturbed mind.
Ne vječno uznemireni um.
So, okay, purifying of the consciousness, then Mozart must have had some good association.
Onda mora da je Mozart imao neko dobro društvo.
To get some further impressions.
Da dobije neke daljne impresije.
And finally, he must have prayed very, very much to become such a good musician.
I konačno mora da se jako, jako puno molio da postane tako dobar glazbenik.
I mean, he was empowered.
Mislim, bio je opunomoćen.
When you listen to his musical word requiem, oh, this one requiem, you just.
Kada slušate Mozartov requiem, to je.
3 years ago, I listened to it.
Prije 3 godine sam ga slušao.
Still every day I hear this requiem.
I od tada svaki dan čujem taj requiem.
It's so good. I mean, in my memory I hear it. Yeah.
U svojem sjećanju ga čujem.
Because it is the divinely inspired music.
Jer je to božanski nadahnuta glazba.
Krishna, I'm sorry. I'm very crazy for music. Yeah.
Ja se ispričavam.
Finally, I have found a band which can fulfill my craving for music. It's a how is the
name?
Mantra Fusion Band.
Yes.
Mantra Fusion Band KJ. Finally, after many lifetimes. Hare Krishna.
I also have a question. Should I tell it in Croatian or in English?
Maybe in both languages. Yeah.
Okay. First I will tell it in Croatian.
Okay.
Moje pitanje je vezano uz ove metode kako da transformiramo svoj život, kako da razvijemo dharmu, kako da pronađemo naš duhovni identitet. Pa pitanje je zapravo nakon ovoliko godina života, mi svi imamo već neke želje. Moje pitanje je kako transformirati te želje, jer mi ako i saznamo koji je naš duhovni identitet i dharma i sve, ako i dalje imamo te želje koje smo kultivirali svo ovo vrijeme, kako onda njih transformirati pa da imamo želju da djelujemo na, u tom nekom novoj dharmi i novom položaju kojeg smo otkrili. So my question is, we have these great things, how to change our life, to find our spiritual identity and to find our dharma, but after all these years, we already have some desires and we already have some ways of living. How do we transform these wishes that are already in our heart so that we can act within our new our dharma and position?
Very good question. Very good question.
Dobro pitanje.
By association,
druženje,
and by sadhana.
I sadhana.
See, by association you see examples, when you have a good association, you see examples of a better life than you live.
Kada imamo dobro društvo, onda vidimo primjer boljeg života nego onog kojeg mi vodimo.
Especially in the association of devotees, you feel very close to God.
Specijalno u društvu Bhakta osjećamo se vrlo blizu Bogu.
The devotees teach through their words, but mostly through their example.
Bhakte podučavaju kroz svoje riječi, ali uglavnom kroz svoj primjer.
Then you must have a sadhana, a spiritual practice.
Onda moramo imati sadanu, odnosno duhovnu praksu.
It's very interesting. This spiritual practice must be a little. There must be a little austerity involved.
Vrlo je interesantno, u toj duhovnoj praksi mora postojati malo strogosti.
Austerity is the price you have to pay if you want to change anything in your life.
Strogost je cijena koju moramo platiti ako želimo bilo šta promijeniti u svom životu.
By this austerity, an energy is created which lifts you up to the next level.
S tom strogošću stvara se energija koja nas uzdiže na sljedeći nivo.
For instance, the austerity to rise every morning.
Na primjer, strogost da se dižemo ujutro.
And have a spiritual program.
Da imamo duhovni program.
That generates the power for you to move ahead in your evolution.
To stvara moć koja nam pomaže da idemo na sljedeći nivo.
We sometimes hear the word without pain no gain.
Ponekad čujemo izraz bez boli nema dobitka.
This is a word from weightlifting.
To je riječ došla iz dizanja utega.
But there is truth in this. It's in for other areas of life.
Ali to može biti primijenjeno na druge isto na druga mjesta u životu, ima istinu u tome.
If you want to have a goal, sadhya, then you must do a sadhana, a practice to reach it.
Ako imamo neki cilj, onda moramo imati i duhovnu praksu kako da ga dostignemo.
And only people who are really ready to give something to reach their goal will reach a goal. This is the law of nature.
I to je prirodni zakon, samo osobe koje su spremne nešto dati da dostignu svoj cilj će ga dostići.
Even the big composers like Mozart, they had to work days and night for their sometimes to receive their compositions.
Čak i veliki glazbenici poput Mozarta su morali raditi dan i noć da bi dostigli svoje kompozicije.
You have to show the universe that you really want it.
Morate pokazati univerzumu da to zbilja želite.
You have to fix your mind on the goal.
Morate usredotočiti svoj um na cilj.
You have to see it.
Morate ga vidjeti.
You have to really pray for it. You have to concentrate.
Morate se zbilja moliti za njega, koncentrirati se.
And only then the doors open and you get it.
I tek onda se vrata otvaraju i dobijete.
Look at your mantra band.
Pogledajte mantra band.
Mantra fusion band.
Mantra fusion band.
Yes, isn't even it? Mantra fusion band. How much rehearsals?
Koliko probi?
Then to find everyone.
Onda naći sve te ljude.
To bring Sun, Sitya and Andrea from the to the rehearsal is one thing, you know, it's a greater endeavor. Yeah.
Veliki je pothvat. Sunčicu i Andreju na probu.
To bring the two twins together.
Dovesti dvoje blizanaca skupa.
Yeah, yes, and then to think this song is not quite right yet.
I onda razmišljati, ova pjesma nije baš sjela.
Renuka, please help us.
Renuka, pomozi nam.
What is missing?
Što nedostaje?
And then so many times, you know, you try to perform and then the person who puts the sound makes a mistake and nothing works.
I onda toliko puti pokušavate nastupati, a osoba koja se brine za zvuk nešto krivo napravi.
Krishna Jivani and Dharma Gup can just tell us how much austerity is involved to make a nice song, huh?
Krishna Jivani Dharma Gupna, mogu reći koliko strogosti je potrebno da se napravi lijepa pjesma.
Now imagine how much austerity is necessary to make a nice life, Mahojvala.
Zamislite koliko je strogosti potrebno da bismo napravili lijepi život.
The austerity is really only to bring about a mode of concentration.
I strogost je tu da donese raspoloženje koncentracije.
For instance, I want to now do the Vedic way.
Na primjer, ja sada želim napraviti taj vedski put.
I know it will not happen. I will not get divine inspiration if I don't get up early in the morning to chant my rounds. I just know that.
I znam da neću dobiti božansku inspiraciju ako se ne dignem rano ujutro i izmantram svoje krugove.
All yogis who have attained anything at a divine inspiration, they had to perform some austerity.
I svi yogi koji su bilo šta dostigli na tome putu, radili su neku strogost.
Prabhupada once told us how whatever you say becomes the truth, what to do.
Prabhupada nam je jednom rekao što da napravimo tako da što god kažemo postane istina.
He said you have to get up for 14 years every morning to greet the Lord with the Mangal Arati. Then whatever you say will be true.
Rekao je trebate se 14 godina dizati svako jutro da pozdravite božanstva na Mangal Arati i onda što god kažete će postati istina.
Every day.
Svaki dan.
This is a project for our Radha Vallabha. Who else can do this? So everything needs its austerity. Huh? See, if you live a lazy life, You will only stay within your guna fence, you know, your fence of the three modes of nature, isn't it?
Ako živimo ljeni život, onda ćemo ostati uvijek unutar naše guna ograde, naše ograde od tri gune materijalne prirode.
Krishna Jivani has said yes. This is a secret.
To je tajna.
Even on the material level, you know Napoleon? Čak, of course we know.
Nivou, znamo svi za Napoleona.
This poor idiot
said
for many, he didn't sleep to win his wars. He always sat on his horseback, you know, even in the winter.
Spavao po zimi, je stajao na svome konju da dobije svoje ratove.
And then he developed some power to do his historic glupost.
Je li dobio neku moć da napravi svoju povijesnu glupost?
That's why we also say you have to follow four rules and regulations.
Zato i kažemo morate slijediti četiri pravila i propise.
It's an austerity which will make you powerful to reach your goals.
To je strogost koja će nas učiniti moćnim da dostignemo svoj cilj.
Hare Krishna. What is your name? Veliko. 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 Veliko means very big. Isn't it?
Nobody can pronounce you. Veliko.
Veliko. Veliko. Veliko. Veliko. So. Yes, the brother of Mahajwala.
When we have our goal and we fix our mind that goal, envision it, actually, aren't we living in the future?
Thank you very much.
Ako mislimo na svoj cilj, zar onda ne živimo u budućnosti? Kako ćemo živjeti onda u sadašnjosti?
Oh, Josep has posed also a beautiful question.
To je prekrasno pitanje.
see, when you need to have a vision where your life is going, but then you have to live in the now.
Moramo imati viziju gdje ide naš život i onda živjeti u sadašnjosti.
Yonda, huh? You have to live. You have to make this moment in tune with your vision.
Moramo tu sadašnjost dovesti da bude u harmoniji sa našim ciljem u budućnosti.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur expresses this. He says, act in times which are with you.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur to govori, djelujmo,
act in times which are with you.
Djelujemo sa vremenima koja su s nama.
Mm-hmm. What he means to say is, you take the moment of now and you direct it in a certain way.
Što želi s time reći je da uzmemo trenutak koji je sada i usmjerimo ga na određeni način.
Let me give you the example. I want to, let us say, my goal is to go back home, back to Godhead.
Dopustite da dam primjer. Recimo da je moj cilj da se vratim nazad kući Bogu.
Then I will act now in the best possible way as a servant of Krishna.
Onda ću djelovati sada na najbolji mogući način kao sluga Krishna.
Now I'm drinking some water.
Sada pijem vodu.
So that I will be strong and healthy in my service.
Tako da budem snažan i zdrav u svojoj
službi. I'm using the moment now to in the direction of my desire.
Koristim ovaj trenutak sada da ga usmjerim prema svojoj želji u budućnosti, prema svom cilju.
This is different than just dreaming, daydreaming in the future. Oh, how nice it would be to be back to Godhead.
To je drugačije nego da sanjarimo o kako bi bilo fino da se vratimo nazad Bogu.
And just waste your time with thoughts of the future.
I tratimo svoje vrijeme na misli o budućnosti.
Mm-hmm. This is the best I can explain.
To je najbolje što mogu objasniti.
Yes, the father of Advaita Acharya.
Šta je sa Darwinovom teorijom po vama?
What to think of the theory of Darwin? He had a very good idea.
Imao je vrlo dobru ideju.
That is that there should be a progress.
Da treba postojati napredak.
That nature is in a progress. Huh?
Da je priroda u napredku.
But he lacked the spiritual dimension.
Ali nedostajala mu je duhovna dimenzija.
The spiritual dimension would speak of an evolution of the soul.
Ona bi govorila o evoluciji duše.
Which goes from one life form to the next life form, to the next life form.
Koja ide iz jednog životnog oblika u sljedeći i u sljedeći. Yeah.
He somehow said he didn't have the spiritual dimension, therefore his theory is incomplete.
I pošto nije imao tu duhovnu dimenziju, njegova je teorija nepotpuna.
He spoke of the evolution of the body.
Govorio je o evoluciji tijela.
Yes, but there are many scientists who say that is not, that cannot be proved by empirical findings.
Ali mnogi znanstvenici govore da to ne može biti dokazano empirijskim dokazima.
Darwin himself said he could not explain how the eye could have developed into what it was by an evolution of chemical processes.
I Darwin je sam rekao da ne može objasniti kako je oko moglo nastati sa tim evolucijskim progresom, napretkom.
Yeah. But the idea that we are all on a journey to higher and higher forms of consciousness, that is very good.
Ali ideja da se svi mi nalazimo na putovanju do viših svjesnosti, to je vrlo dobro.
I would suggest to you that you speak about this complex subject matter to maybe Radha Vallabha, or because it's easier to discuss these things in Croatian language without a translation.
Predložio bi ti možda da diskutiraš o tim stvarima sa Radha Vallabhom, jer takve stvari malo teže diskutirati sa prijevodom.
Mm-hmm. But thank you for your question.
Hvala ti puno na tome.
Father of Advaita Acharya.
Otac Advaita Acharya.
Your wife is a great musician. I suggest that now is a good time to stop. We don't, I will still be here, but we should not go too long.
Huh?
What is the, here's our, yes. But please wait, our announcing. Marjorie, come. Marjorie is called Nitya Lila. Nitya.
Evo, dragi bratje i prijatelji, sada ćemo imati par kratkih najava. Sutra u 18 sati održavat će se dodjela Šikša diploma, znači diploma stupnjeva napretka u Bhakti Yogi. Program će biti kako slijedi. Bhajani, predavanje Šasičinadana Svamija, govor Mita Paramanande Prabhuva, ceremonija dodjela diploma, nakon čega će uslijediti kirtan i prasadam. Naravno, svi se pozvani držite u što većem broju i podržite naše šikša kandidate. Isto tako, u 17 sati u nedjelju, Sunday Feast predavanje, držat će opet naš dragi gost Šasičinadana Svamija. Sada, pošto smo došli do kraja programa, htjela bih samo obavijestiti da će Šasičinadana Svamija dijeliti
so much Šasičinadana Svamija
koje nam je pripremila naša draga Bhakti Nijela.
Thank you, Mathura Nath, for your very Jelena. Haribo, did you bring the these